Hi everybody, this is Rob Windsor, and in this video I want to show you how to create and use an Ajax-enabled web service with Visual Studio 2008. I'll be using Visual Web Developer Express Beta 2 for these demos. Let's start by creating our web service. I'll go to the File menu and choose New Website. I'll use the ASP.NET Web Service Template. I'll be coding in VB, and I'll be using my web server to host this website. So those settings are already correct. Let me just click the Browse here, go to my local IIS default website and create a new web application. We'll call this Hello World Web Service. I'll click Open and OK. We'll get a service pre-created for us by the template. I'm just going to go ahead and delete that. So let me delete the service. ASMX, let me delete the code behind file. And then let me just go add and right click on my website there and add a new web service in. This way the names I'm going to need will be all correct. So we'll just call this Hello World. Okay, so we have a class called Hello World. It inherits from web service. It has the web service attributes, so if you've done any work with web services in previous versions of Visual Studio, that's exactly the same. Now, we do have this comment up here that says, to allow this web service to be called from script using ASP.NET Ajax, uncomment the following line. So we need one additional attribute to use this from an Ajax-enabled client, which is system.web.script.services.scriptservice. This attribute basically says that people who want to use this service can go up to it and ask it for the JavaScript required to call the service. So without that, that ability is not enabled, and we would not be able to call this service correctly from an Ajax client. All right, so that's done. Let's go ahead and let's explicitly declare the namespace for this service. So we'll use samples.asp.net for that. Let me just take the end namespace and move it down to the bottom of our source code file here. And once I've done that, the fully qualified name of our class has changed. So I need to make sure that I update my web service directive in Hello World ASMX to compensate. So there's our web service directive. Just need to update the class name here. Okay, and we'll see where that namespace comes into play when we go and code our client in just a moment. So we now have our script service attribute. We've got the namespace. Last thing is, let's just create a method here. We've got our sort of generic Hello World. Let's just change that a little bit. Let's call it greetings instead of hello world. Let's take in a parameter here. So we'll take in a string parameter called name. And let's create a variable here called message to hold our return value. We'll say here message is equal to string dot format. And let's have our message just say hello. Put in a placeholder for the parameter that we're going to receive, and then we'll say that this was processed at, and then put the time in, let's see. Okay, so our first placeholder is going to be replaced by the name, that's our parameter. The second one by datetime.now.toLongTimeString. And now all we need to do is return our message. All right, so there's our service coded. If I save this and then go right-click on Hello World ASMX and say View in Browser, we should get the Hello World service help page. And we can see that we have a greetings operation on this. I should be able to go and test this by typing in my name and clicking Invoke. And there we go, that's working correctly. All right, so that completes our service. The next thing we need to do is go ahead and code our client. So let's start another instance of Visual Web Developer Express. Go and say File, New Website, and this time choose the ASP.NET website template. And create a new application. We'll call this Hello World Website. Click Open and OK. And we get our sort of standard starting page. I'm going to delete out the HTML from that page and paste in some HTML I've pre-created. This will just save you from watching me try to lay out some UI. Let's just walk through this. There's not a whole lot to it. I have some style information for fonts and so on. I have an empty script area, which I'm going to fill up with a couple JavaScript methods in just a moment. I have some text describing the page, a little table that contains a text box, and a button, and then finally a span at the bottom. So in design mode, we can see that there's our text. We're creating a simple web service client. We're going to call a simple service that shows greetings, a server date and time. Here's our text box, which we're going to enter our name into, the greetings button, which we'll use to call our web service, and then this area down here will be used to show the results we get back from the service. All right, so there's no code in here yet to actually go and do that. Let's go and write that now. So I'll go back to source view. The first thing we need to do to be able to call our web service is to add in a script manager and make it aware of that service. So I'll go ahead and add in a script manager. And then in the services section, I'll add in a service reference. So that's ASP service reference. And I need to tell it the path. I'm just going to rough that in for right now. Whoops. There we go. And to get the URL to the service, I can just go ahead and run my web service. That's the easiest way. So let's go ahead and view that in the browser again and just copy the URL to the service off here and paste it into our client. So we can see the URL to our service is http://localhost/hello-world-web-service/hello-world.asmx. All right, so now the script manager is aware of our service. Now we can go ahead and use it. So we want to call our web service when we click this button here. So to set up that, let's go ahead and add a onClick attribute and say that the JavaScript method we want to call when this button is clicked is onGreetingsClick. Okay, so let's go ahead and copy that to the clipboard. Come up to where my JavaScript code goes up here, and let's create a new function. And we'll just use that same name. Now we want to call our web service. So we need to know the name of the web method. So that is the name of the web, the namespace, samples.asp.net, plus the name of the web method, service class, Hello World, plus the name of our web method, greetings. All right, so those four things combined make up the fully qualified name. And that's what we need to use in our client code. So again, it's samples.asp.net.helloworld.greetings. All right, so our service is going to take in a parameter. That's the name. We can go ahead and get that from our text box down here. The name of our text box is name text box. Let's copy that to the clipboard. Come back up here and say that this is $get. Name text box, and then the text is dot value. If you're not familiar with $get, that's just a short form for document.getElementById. Now we do need another parameter. It's not actually included in our service method here, right? We just have the one, but it's required by our client. This method is going to be called asynchronously, so we're going to start off the process of calling the web service method here. but we're not going to sit and wait. We'll just continue on working. And then when the web method is finished, another method will get called so we can go ahead and update our user interface. This is called the callback method, and we need to put the name of that as the second parameter. So we'll call this on greetings complete. All right, so we've said to call on greetings complete when that web method finishes, so we need to now code that. So let's add a second function called on greetings complete. This is going to receive a parameter, which is the result of the web method. So in our case, when this greetings method completes, we're just going to send back a string. That's what we're going to get here as result. So what we want to do is display those results in this span over here. So let's go ahead and copy that ID to the clipboard, come back up here, and create a reference to that HTML element. So we'll say $get and pass in the name there. And then we want to take that element and set its inner HTML equal to the results of our method call. So that's basically the parameter we get passed in here. All right, so let's review. We've got our JavaScript methods to start the web service call. When the web service call comes back and calls our callback, we're going to update our UI. We've got our script manager here, and it looks like, oh, I've forgotten again, I normally do this, to add the run at attribute here, saying run that at server. Okay. We have our reference to our service there. And then finally, we have our button to call on greetings click. With all these things done, we should be able to save off our page, right-click on our default.aspx, say view in browser. That should start up our client UI. I should be able to type in my name here and click greetings, and there we go. If I type in a different name, you can see that that comes back to us just as we expect. And if I click this repeatedly, we can see that our UI continues to update, but it does not do a page postback. It just updates this through the AJAX features available to us in ASP.NET and Visual Studio 2008. So this has been an example of creating and using an AJAX-enabled web service with Visual Studio 2008.